Oh, it's so late when we stumble into our hotel room. Sleepy and tipsy from a night out on the town. We fall back onto the bed and you tell me you could go to sleep right now. It's so tempting, but I shake your shoulder and remind you that I have a little surprise for you just as soon as I get a hot shower. I hop out of bed, and as I walk into the bathroom, I notice across the street one single room in that hotel with the lights on. More night owls, I say to you as I close the door. I'm sleepy, and I know you're on the other side, so I rush my shower, excited to put on the sheer nightie that I've bought just for the occasion. When I'm done and everything is oiled and perfumed, I pop the door open and display myself for you. You look suddenly no longer very sleepy, and I can see that you're getting hard for me. Your jaw drops and you stare at me wordlessly. You all right there, buddy? I ask. And you nod, but you're still not speaking. I ask if you want me to close the curtains. But at the same time, I drop a single lacy strap and display my pierced nipple to you. I'm not making it easy for you to pay attention. You tell me, yes, please close the curtains, because the last thing you want is to end up like the people across the street. Other than being up late, I'm not sure what the issue is, so I go take a look. The woman in the room opposite is completely naked, on her knees, with her partner's cock balls deep in her throat. Oh, God. They're so brazen. You laugh at my indignation and wrap your arms around me from behind while you whisper right into my ear, asking me, "You want to join them?" I'm shocked, but then I feel your hardness pressing up against me. Oh, and the only thing I can say is, fuck. Your hands slide up my shoulders, grip the lace straps of my nightie, and slide it down off my arms, over my breasts and hips until it hits the floor. I realize in this moment, I am standing completely naked in the window with the lights on for all to see. Before I can consider this any further, I feel your hand on the back of my head, one around my waist, and I'm suddenly bent in half with my cheek pressed against the glass. I raise an arm to brace myself. And the cold glass mirrors your hands as you reach and find the source of my wetness, stroking me gently from behind. I can see that the lady across the way is fixated on us. It's almost like watching you touching me is convincing her to touch him more. The thought of being watched while your fingers play across my pussy. I'm dripping wet and I've had enough. Fuck me, I tell you. And I feel you pull yourself out of your pants and glide your tip against the lips of my soaking wet pussy. You slide inside me, and I can't help but cry out every time. The lady across the way is now watching us with wanton excitement, her eyes wide. She bites her lip. I tell you to match her rhythm as she climbs on top of her partner and begins to ride him. I'm not going to stop watching them, and I can tell they are not going to stop watching us. Her body grinds back and forth against his, and you fuck me in return. Your hand wraps around my throat. Your hips are pounding me from behind, and I only let out small, strangled moans. I tell you, I'm pretty sure she's gonna come. And you can see in her face that I'm right. We watch together as she increases the speed of her grinding, maintaining eye contact with us until just before she comes, when she throws her head back and slows down to a painful shudder. She stops, and we know she's finally finished. Fuck, we both say, and I've never been so turned on. That is until I hear you whisper, "Your turn," and pick your pace up. My breath shuddering every time you slide inside me. They're not done across the way, though, as she takes his hand and leads him to the window to watch us. This is the first he's seen, and I can tell that he's turned on again watching her. Watching us. He watches us as she drops to her knees and takes his cock in her mouth. I love it, and I'm starting to get close. I've got my face pressed against the glass, looking down at the floor at this point. I can't even fathom trying to move, but I feel you grab a fistful of my hair and yank my head up, forcing me to look. You whisper in my ear, "I want you to look at them while you come." Oh, I can't help but do as you say. And I'm getting closer and closer, and you're getting faster and faster until I can't do anything but tell you that I am gonna come. You slow down right before I hit my peak. It surprises me and gives me pause for a moment. But when I tip over the edge, I've never come so hard in my life. You continue to slowly slide in and out as I contract around you and cry out in pleasure. My legs are trembling and I can barely stand. I look over at our partners, our new friends, and he's coming too. However, instead of slowing down, she seems to have sped up, and he can only pound a fist against the glass as he fills her mouth and looks right into my eyes. I'm still shaking from my orgasm as he falls into his. Fuck. It was so hot, I tell you, as I finally regain my footing. They're looking at us from across the way, and I can see as the lady points at you and whispers, "Your turn," silently. I look up at you and shrug. "Your turn, I suppose," and drop to my knees.